We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We welcome in now Kurt Helin, lead NBA writer, managing editor at NBCSports.com, at Basketball Talk on Twitter. Game one of the NBA Finals, Heat and Lakers. Kurt, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How's it going?
Good. Good to hear your voice. Had you on. It's been a while since we've had you on, to be frank. I hope everything's well.
Look, I got nothing to complain about. Everything's good here.
Now, Kurt, I was kind of excited. I was telling Christian, boy, two of my dark horses. You know, I got burned. I picked the Raptors and the Clippers. I don't know why. I guess I was just being a Laker hater. But I said, watch out, the dark horse for the Nuggets and the Miami Heat. And, boy, look at the Miami Heat. They have nothing to lose because, everyone's expecting the Lakers to obviously win. It's all, will it be in five? Will it be in six or whatever? But I don't know. I don't see the Lakers sweeping the Heat.
Oh, absolutely not. No. This is a tough matchup on a couple of levels. They've got Bam Adebayo, who can go at Anthony Davis as well as anybody on the planet. He's probably the best guy to defend him. The Heat shooters are going to steal a game for them in there. Whether they can take four out of seven, that's a much tougher call.
Right.
But it's not going to be a sweep. And the other thing that goes in here, Bobby, you run into it in football. I think it's most prevalent. You can sense it when you're watching like boxing or MMA. Certain fighters are hard to fight against, right? They're southpaws or they've got some sort of other awkward style. They do something and you're not used to it. And you're not used to dealing with it. And you watch 5 minutes of the fight and you're like, well, this guy's better, but it's going to take a while. It's not going to be pretty. And it's going to take a while for him to figure out how to beat this other guy. That's playing the Miami Heat. I don't think they're the more talented team in this series, but they get off the fast starts because they are just awkward to play against because of their zone defense, because of the dribble handoff and the shooting. And it's just everything they do. It's a challenging team to play against. And LeBron James solves these kind of puzzles, but I don't know that he solves it in game one or two. It might take a little while.
Now, Kurt, does this even come into play? I mean, he's not on the court. He's an old man now. But Pat Riley versus LeBron James, and what occurred when LeBron left the Heat and all that. Does that come into play? Because I know Pat Riley would like nothing more than to upset the Lakers and LeBron.
Yeah, look, I think Pat Riley wants to beat LeBron more than LeBron cares about beating the Heat.
Right.
I don't, LeBron didn't leave there with a lot of bad blood on his side. He wanted to go home.
Right.
He felt the urge to go home and finish the championship, but he didn't leave like, man, I hate Miami. I got to get out of here. He wanted to go back and finish something he felt he started. That ain't how Miami saw it. It's certainly not how LeBron,
Pat Riley, yeah.
Yeah, Pat Riley saw a dynasty leave, and he was mad. So I think Pat Riley will be sitting up in the box, wearing his mask upside down, by the way. You've noticed he seems to always have it on upside down.
Belichick does the same thing. Bill Belichick did the same thing.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know why the look. And he's going to sit up there and be frustrated, but he can't, like you said, at the end of the day, he's not coaching or playing.
Right.
This is out of his hands now.
Kurt Helin, lead NBA writer, managing editor at NBCSports.com. Follow him on Twitter at Basketball Talk. Kurt, any rumblings, whispers about the vacancy for the New Orleans Pelicans, their head coach?
Doc's name has come up, I heard. I'm sure I know they reached out to him. I know he's also interviewing in Philadelphia. I don't want to say that they're in the mix and they're talking to people. I'm curious if the people who are the first dominoes to fall are going to be Doc and probably Ty Lue, although Tyronn Lue's Well, he's free now. He's got some time because, you know, the Clippers are are not playing. It's Jason Kidd who's kind of stuck. But I think Mike D'Antoni's out there, and those big dominoes fall first. And we'll see if the Pelicans get them. I think that New Orleans is an incredibly interesting and intriguing job because of Zion Williamson, because of the young talent, you know, and Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball, just the young talent on that roster and the potential and the potential of David Griffin. But are they going to pay? I ultimately, I guess, is the question. You can save a few million a year by going with and trying to find the next Nick Nurse or the next Steve Kerr, or the next, you know, we're right. going to find this coach who was an assistant and pull him up. And that can work brilliantly, but it doesn't always. We'll see which direction they go. None of those names I mentioned, none of the big three are taking a discount to come to New Orleans. So is New Orleans going to pay up? And are those coaches interested enough in doing it? Do they trust management enough? Do they like that situation more than, I mean, honestly, I see, to me, New Orleans is up and coming. New Orleans is a team on the rise. I don't think you get that with Philadelphia necessarily. That's an awkward fit between Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, and maybe you think you can work it out. And Houston isn't a team on the – they're not on the rise. This is what they are, and you're going in to coach small ball because they can't move that roster around. So, to me, it's the most appealing of the jobs in some ways, but I'm curious – I'm curious what direction they're ultimately going to go.
Now, Kurt, who's going to be that guy maybe coming out of, I don't want to say nowhere, but if you follow the game like with Hero, what he did against the Celtics, and is there going to be an individual that all of a sudden is going to become more household name, you think, in these finals or has that potential?
I think if it's not Tyler Hero, it could be Duncan Robinson, who's, you know, the other sharpshooter from Miami. Alex Caruso will make a lot of fans because he always does. And because, let's be honest, guys, we're watching that game and you're thinking, I could take all. If you saw Alex Caruso in a pickup game at the Y, you'd be like, I can take him. I got it. Like, he doesn't look intimidating. He doesn't look like this. And then you watch him play and he's hustling all over the court. He's got sneaky good hops. He's got way more athletic than you think. And he can shoot and he's just, you know, plays great off LeBron. So maybe this is a finals where he steps up, but I think the Heat are—if the Heat have any chance in this thing—they're going to have like Hero's going to have a big series, but they're going to need Duncan Robinson. They're going to need somebody else to step up and surprise because they don't have the two best players in this series. They're on the Lakers, so they've got to have the next bunch if they're going to win this thing. Their ensemble has to come through.
Kurt Helin, lead NBA writer, managing editor at NBCSports.com. I want to turn it over to Mark Menard back at Master Control. Kurt, he's part of our team. And he's got a pretty good understanding of the NBA, and he's got a question for you. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, Kurt, I was just curious. When you have a team with a young core like the Pelicans, and you're making that coaching search, you personally, do you think it's better to bring in somebody with NBA experience that maybe, you know, had a rough time at their last gig and got let go? Or is it better to bring in somebody young and up and coming who maybe hasn't had a head coaching job or has been in college, but it's their first NBA job? What do you think is a better fit for a young team that's trying to find their way?
It kind of depends on the coach. Like with this team, it's a little bit of a weird mix because you've still got, you know, JJ and Drew Holiday and whatever roster moves they end up making over the next few years, there's a sprinkling of veterans in there. But ultimately, I think you need a guy who's good at player development. And you started to see that last year with Brandon Ingram, and I think Lonzo Ball took a step forward. And you're going to need that out of as good as Zion looked. I mean, these are obviously parts of his game that need to improve. You need somebody who's good at player development. And Doc has done some of that, but you might also look, there are Darvin Ham, the former NBA player who's now a lead assistant in Milwaukee, and Adrian Griffin, and there's a few other guys out there who look like the next guy who deserve a shot at that. Sam Cassell is out there if you want somebody to just bring some swagger to the locker room. I think there's something to the young coach bonding with the new coach bonding with the young team type of thing. It's just got to be the right guy, and they've got to find the right fit. They've got to really, you know, David's got to take his time, interview these guys and say, hey, this is the kind of personality we need in here. And Coach X, whether that's Doc and Doc Rivers for always pick apart the X's and O's and how he handled some of that 3-1 loss. There's stuff to pick apart. And that said, guy's a motivator of men. He is a leader, right? Those players do like him. They do listen to him. He was a voice inside the bubble, and that may resonate with the guys. J.J. Redick loves him, and, you know, that may resonate.
Kurt Heelan, lead NBA writer at NBCSports.com. Kurt, is it Lakers in five, Lakers in six, the Heat in the surprise? You tell me.
I have Lakers in six. I've also, you know, look, to be honest with you, like, I've been off on the Heat pretty much the entire time, and back when I had disposable income and would bet on games, I pretty much put, like, my bookie's kid through Harvard. So my predictions are not necessarily the direction you want to go, but I have the Lakers in six.
Very well, Kurt. We'll check in with you throughout the finals. Thanks, man.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, Kurt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.